Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Miller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex McCall. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex McCall. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Maynisch moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is hit by the pitch. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. McCall reaches second base with a double. QL scores. Bluge goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. McCall scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Red Faber now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to second for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. QL moves to second. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Berry and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Kress moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCall hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Red Faber. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Schult reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Webb pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.